for the World Cafe.
Adrian Sherwood has been a supporter and champion.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Robert Plant is releasing a new album this week called Saving Grace. So this hour, we're going back to the archives for a session he recorded with former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger in 2017. He goes all the way back to his Led Zeppelin days, and even before that, recounting how he first visited Jimmy Page and realized they liked the same music.
He pulled out the Rockin' Chair album of Howlin' Wolf, you know, all that stuff, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I bought these too. I brought these to your house and you've already pulled them out, you know, from your own collection. So that was pretty good.
And Robert talks about the habit of keeping books where he writes down his musings and things that happened to him, and a book he found from back when he was writing Zeppelin songs.
On the one page it said, driving through Kashmir, oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. And you can see how the song developed through. It's great.
It's an encore with Robert Plant. Today, I'm Raina Duras, and this is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. An Iowa man was rescued from the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness on Tuesday after cutting his leg with an axe. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office received a report of an SOS notification around 6:30 p.m. According to a news release, Christopher Banfield of Davenport, Iowa, hurt his leg, and a tourniquet and bandaging were being used to stop the bleeding. The St. Louis County Rescue Squad coordinated the rescue, and Banfield was eventually transported to the Cook Hospital. A man found guilty of a 1998 Aiken County murder will be released from prison over a year after the state's conviction review unit recommended his exoneration. The Minnesota Board of Pardons voted Wednesday to commute the sentence of Brian Pippett. Pippett and four other Native American men were accused of burglarizing Evelyn Malin's convenience store for beer and cigarettes and killing the 84-year-old woman. In June 2024, the review unit from the Attorney General's office announced it had found insurmountable reasonable doubt about Pippett's conviction. According to the review, unreliable, incentivized witnesses connected him to the murder and later recanted. The prosecutor's theory of the case was implausible. Key evidence exonerating Pippett was overlooked, and two alternative suspects with an apparent motive, means, and opportunity were never fully investigated. Pippett's counsel also admitted to not being able to competently represent him, and the county prosecutor was later disbarred. The Board of Pardons voted to commute Pippett's sentence based on good behavior and the length of time served compared to his co-defendants. Former DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury was sentenced to 6 months in jail Tuesday. A Becker County jury found her guilty of first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools in July. Mitchell broke into her stepmother's Detroit Lakes home in April 2024. Defendants are typically incarcerated where the conviction occurred, but the Minnesota Reformer reports 7th Judicial District Chief Judge Michael Fritz ordered Mitchell to serve her sentence in the Ramsey County Jail. Mitchell will do her time in her home county so she can participate in work release, meaning she works outside the jail during the day and sleeps there at night. She was also sentenced to 5 years of probation. Mitchell is appealing her conviction. A federal lawsuit alleging Hubbard County law enforcement used excessive force and violated the constitutional rights of a Line 3 protester has been reinstated. Chelsea Perkins has the details.
In an opinion filed last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 8th District reversed an earlier dismissal of the case by a lower court. Protester Matthew Locke sued Hubbard County Sheriff Corey Aukus and Chief Deputy Scott Parks, along with the county, over their actions at the August 2021 protest of Enbridge's oil pipeline. The two used pain compliance techniques to try to get Locke to remove himself from a device attached to an excavator at a construction site. Aukus and Parks applied pressure to pressure points and nerves on Locke's head and face before an extraction team arrived to remove him. He now suffers from facial paralysis, tinnitus, and emotional distress, according to the suit. Attorney for the appellant, Christina Monta, described the force used by officers during oral arguments last October.
He alleged that the very purpose of these techniques was to cause excruciating pain and that the pain rose to the level of torture. He alleged in the incorporated video that at one point one of the officers was pushing so hard into his nasal cavity that he began to lose oxygen.
The lower court threw out the suit, saying that Aucas and Parks enjoyed qualified immunity as law enforcement officers and that Locke failed to state a case for county liability. But a majority of the appeals panel agreed that law enforcement's actions were excessive given the circumstances and disqualified them from immunity. One judge dissented, opining that the officers did not violate a clearly established right and that Minnesota law protects public officials from personal liability unless they are, quote, guilty of a willful or malicious wrong. The dismissal was reversed and remanded back to the lower courts for further deliberation. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Robert Plant has a new album called Saving Grace coming out this week. Plant's been on the show a few times, so today we're revisiting his session from 2017 with former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger. Enjoy.
You're listening to the World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlanger. Today, we've got Robert Plant. Yeah, that Robert Plant. As the lead singer of Led Zeppelin, he's got one of the most recognizable and some have said best voices in rock and roll. But what I found astounding is how he's been able to use it, from the ceiling-shaking howl of his Zepp days to his melodic harmony singing with Alison Krauss on their Grammy-winning collaboration Raising Sand, to the majestic and downright mesmerizing quiet of some of the songs on his new album, Carry Fire. We got the chance to talk about all of those musical chapters when we sat down with Robert Plant at Warner Brothers' office in New York City. Yes, we did take a road trip from our usual studio in Philly. Come on, this is Robert Plant. We start with the title track from his new album, beautifully recorded with Plant's band, the sensational Space Shifters. John Baggett, Billy Fuller, Justin Adams, Dave Smith, and Liam Skin Tyson. Listen to the world they create here on Carry Fire.
Just like I scarred you. That's Carry Fire, the title track off Robert Plant's new album, Carry Fire. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to the World Cafe, Robert.
Thank you. It's not the first time.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
So I love the universe of sound that you've created on this album. It really is a universe that you invite us right into. And I understand that on the title song that we just listened to, it started with the melody line from the electric oud.
That's right.
Which is this magical instrument. It's a lute for people who haven't seen or heard of it before.
It's the kind of, I think it's the forerunner of the guitar, really. And then John Baggett had this kind of loop rhythm already there in place. And Justin was playing this four-part repeat. And I have a book full of musings, and I just found this bunch of lines that seemed to fit the mood and the tone of what was musically happening.
I'm intrigued by this book. Is that something that you carry around with you wherever you go?
Well, I've got many of them, you know, as the years have gone by, because the book is double-sided on the one side, the front of it. There's all the details of a busy life. And then you flip it round and open it from the back, upside down. And that's all the things that I see, feel, and comment on. So one side makes sense if I want to know what time the train goes. And the other side is, what time has my train gone?
What is a train? Do you ever flip yourself around and draw poetic inspiration from those day-to-day, the mundane part on the first side?
Sure.
Do you have notebooks that are decades old at this point that you draw from?
Yeah. No, I don't draw from them.
Okay.
They're from another time.
Got it.
I found a book the other day, and on the one page it said, Driving Through Kashmir. And it was when I was in Morocco, I was writing the, oh, let the sun beat down upon my face and stuff. And you can see how the song developed through. It's great.
Can I play a little bit of that song now then? Mm. Play a little bit of Kashmir.
Fancy that.
That's a bit of Kashmir, written by Robert Plant, driving, I guess, through Morocco. What else do you remember?
Well, I mean, I only wrote the words and the melody line.
Right.
I mean, it's such a gargantuan musical piece that the words would have no relevance if they were put into a different context. I mean, that's the thing about musicians and what we do. Do words and music always lie together as good bedfellows? Not always. So it's just serendipity. It's just luck if you can actually marry it all together so it's got a kind of magical tone to it.
So what would have happened when you brought those lyrics, I guess, to Jimmy or to John and said, these are thoughts and lyrics that I have? How does it turn
into... I don't ask them what they think. I mean, I don't know whether I could find him to ask him anything now, but I mean...
Right, but how did it come together, I guess? Did you say this is the sound that I envision these words?
No. David, it says the music's working in the room because we recorded it in Headley Grange. So it was a kind of a very old house with a big room, and all the microphone leads were fed out of a window into a truck out in the yard, and it was a very easy way of doing stuff. But no, I didn't ask people for their impressions of what I'm doing. I just have to do the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is now, you know. I think with Carry Fire, I've made a real conscious attempt to surround my vocal work with some sort of celestial sound, so that there's quite a lot of soft vocal behind the voice, behind the story. There's a lot of oohs and and things like that. And when we were rehearsing last week, the guys who are good singers were going, I said, no, it's just get all that breath, make it breathe, you know.
Yeah. Tell me a song that we really hear that on. Season's Song is coming to mind right now to play people as an example.
That's a very good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, to be in love.
Season's Song, Robert Plant, off his new album called Carry Fire. When I said Season's Song, you said, oh, to be in love.
Well, that's it. It's a song about love, but where is the love?
You know?
Yeah.
Can we say a couple of the lyrics from the song that I love? And I guess my favorite one is the very last line, oh, my love, when all is said and done. Can you say it for us?
Oh, my love, when all is said and done. I hear the sound of heaven in your wondrous season song. It's right. And, you know, it's not even the song that she has, whoever she may be, whether she even exists or not. It's just the idea of nothing being in the way of that feeling, that amazing surprise and communion. May it never go away.
Robert Plant is my guest here on The World Cafe. His new album is called Carry Fire. So I know you play guitar because we see you with one every now and again, and I imagine that you speak in musical vocabulary with instruments when you're working in studio. But when we see you in live performance, you're most often standing and singing, or moving about and singing, however you do, but not holding an instrument in your hand. Why is that?
Well, I do play the bendir, the Moroccan hand drum, but I don't know. I think because when I was a kid, in the first bands I was in when I was like 15 years old or whatever, it was the kind of traditional thing was to be playing Chuck Berry songs. And if the guitarist couldn't sing, they'd get a singer. Mm. And that was how I started. So, and being in a lot of four-piece bands right up until 1980, it was almost like there's a kind of choreography that goes where you push the music out. For example, I don't know whether or not, if I'd have been a half-decent guitarist, whether or not Led Zeppelin would have had the same projection, because being at the front like that and working alongside Jimmy or John Paul or whatever it was, depending, you can get much more physically aligned to it than having something with a neck and strings attached to it.
Sure. Is there a song that you remember performing that you just felt like you needed every single part of your body? Immigrant Song. Can you remember the first time you performed that song on stage?
I ain't got a clue. I know how it began, because we went to Iceland to play in 1970 or 71, and the Icelandic government were doing a cultural exchange with Britain. Mm-hmm. So the Icelandic government sent some, I guess, musicians or something cultural to the UK, and the UK sent us to Iceland. What a great idea that was. So we went back to Viking lands, and it was a really far out time, you know. And then on the way back, having had this remote out-of-body experience there, we just developed the song. And I mean, because I'm a kind of history nut, I knew all about the Viking invasions of Britain and what the whole deal of how they kind of ran their structures and what they, the way they drove their ships by using a drummer in the back of the boat with two big sticks that banged on cowskin and predicted the speed of the oars. Mm. The hammer of the gods would drive our ships. And it was just like, basically, I was back at school doing what I like to do. I mean, think about moving across the big old North Sea there, where the sea is wild, and you just got this guy in the back of the boat. He's got the easy job. So I thought it was a neat thing to do, and against the music, perfect.
Can we listen to a piece of it then?
Yeah, sounds good.
That's Immigrant Song. Robert Plant is my guest here on The World Cafe, talking about how you use your voice now and how different it might be than how you used your voice back then. I mean, oh my goodness.
Well, it fit. You have to make it fit. Like when I was working with Alison Krauss and when I was working with Patty Griffin, we were mostly singing other people's songs. So there was already something in place. But when you're starting from nothing, you have to make sure that it's... It's your intention is to make it so that it all lives together.
Robert Plant's new album is called Carry Fire. After the break, we'll dive into Robert's work with Alison Krauss on the 2007 album Raising Sand, including the duet they sang that was written by Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. And speaking of Jimmy Page, Robert Plant remembers the time before he was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin, rifling through Jimmy's record collection and discovering they had a lot in common. That's coming up on The World Cafe.
Welcome back to an encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Today, you're hearing a session with Robert Plant from 2017, hosted by former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger.
Here's more of my interview with Robert Plant, whose new album is called Carry Fire. Plant is, of course, the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. And since then, he's worked on a lot of musical projects, including Raising Sand, a collaboration with Alison Krauss, which back in 2007 basically made the entire music world lose its marbles with adoration. Raising Sand won the Grammy for both Album of the Year and Record of the Year and had everyone talking and listening. Just a moment ago, you referenced singing duets with Alison Krauss, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the way that your two voices blend together, since I have the chance, and it's on the tremendous album Raising Sand that's so well-loved. And what strikes me, and I listened to the record again before coming to speak with you today, and on the song, Please Read the Letter, the way that both of your mouths move around the word letter at the same time, like you hit the same parts of the diphthong at the same time. It's so intricate, and I think like the magic lies in sync where we wouldn't notice it. But how do you cultivate something like that with somebody, or is it something that's there from the start?
No, it's not from the start. Because that's the only original song on the record that Paige and I wrote that on the Walking into Clarksdale album, I really liked where I thought it was going to go, that song, in its previous incarnation, but it didn't quite make it to that sort of destination that I imagined. And so when I was working with Alison, I bought about 5 songs on that album. I bought the original versions to America from England from my jukebox, and when it got to this song, not many people had heard it, you know, in its previous form. And so it's kind of great when you work with Alison or with Patty, because you do everything with an acoustic guitar. You know, it's totally different to the way I work with the Sensational Space Shifters. You just sit there and play it. So we could sing it together on a couch, or just like we are here, sitting here now, and within 2 passes of the song, we just get it. You know, you just know the sensuality of the way it just falls out of your heart. I mean, really, Please Read the Letter is kind of a precursor to a lot of the songs here on this record.
Well, let's listen to Please Read the Letter and then talk about one of the follow-up songs then off Carry Fire. Mm-hmm. This is Please Read the Letter.
Caught out running with just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter, I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how it all turned out. We needed so much more. Mm-hmm.
signs. Maybe, baby, you better check between the lines. Please read the letter. I wrote it in my sleep with help and consultation from the angels of the deep. Beside the well of many words, my house is full of rings and charms and pretty birds. Please understand me.
Let's please read the letter off Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. It really is beautiful. So if that's, I guess, the precursor, is there a song that you would want to point to on the new album, Carry Fire?
Yeah, I think Away With Words.
I love that one. I love your vocal performance on it. It's most stripped down vocal performance. It's threadbare, but I mean that in the it's imbued with emotion, but it's so threadbare, and it almost sounds like a prayer.
Yeah, but it's not a prayer. It's just saying, I'll be all right in a minute. Have a bit of patience.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Is that something that you'd want to say to somebody, like to stick with you through?
Well, maybe. Or maybe it's just part of the character, because, you know, it's not... I love you, and you know that can be bad, you know, because that's ditty.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, and it hits the spot, and you can make it up anytime. And it's beautiful. It's like that she loves you. The way that you can talk about romance is as complex or as abstract or as laced with innuendo as you want to be. But I am really, I do find some of the most beautiful songs. There's a great song called September Song, which Sarah Vaughan did, but it was, I think, Walter Brennan did it originally. It's a long, long way from May to December. And it's just so hauntingly beautiful how you get to that. As a tardy English guy with a bunch of psychedelic nutters, I don't know, but we're on our way.
I think you've done it. Let's listen to Away With Words.
Leave me here alone for just as long as it takes. The seasons turn, waiting for the weather to break. Loving up a stone now. Many times I fell from grace. The seasons turn. Once again, our world will change. Reaching out to find you. I put it all behind you. I'm back again, I know. Across the miles I find you. I put it all behind you. I'm back again, I know. Coming from the cold, reaching for your sweet embrace. The seasons turn, beyond your world I wait. Is your heart still warm? A little flame, a special place. The seasons turn. Once again, our world will shake. Reaching out to find you. Put it all behind you. I'm back again, I know. Thank you.
That's Away With Words by my guest Robert Plant off his new album called Carry Fire. There are so many musical elements and so many pieces that come together on this album, and it almost feels like a backpack of things that you've collected along the way. And I know anybody that knows your work with Led Zeppelin knows that the blues were a huge part of those formative times. And I dug back and read this interview that you did when you were 22, where somebody had asked you about Led Zeppelin's music being teeny bopper music, and you said, "I think teeny bopper is as much rock and roll as Indian music is." So I imagine that world music played a huge part for you in growing up as well. And I suppose I've always wanted to know this. I had read that that in your early days with Jimmy Page, that he had you over to his house when he was thinking of having you as a lead singer of his band, and that you rifled through his record collection, and that the records that you listened to were the ones that he wanted you to see.
Exactly that, and I had them in my suitcase when I turned up there. Babe, I'm going to leave you the Joan Baez version. He said, I think maybe one or two of these things. He pulled out the Rocking Chair album of Howlin' Wolf, you know, with Meet Me in the Bottom and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I brought these too. I brought these to your house and you've already pulled them out, you know, from your own collection. That was pretty good because I could have gone to the wrong house and a guy would have been playing me something much more melodically based with a lot less soul and folk elements to it, you know. So that was pretty fortuitous.
What should we listen to now as a great example of, you mentioned Howling Wolf and Joan Baez, what song should we listen to right about now?
Try 44 by Howling Wolf. That's amazing stuff.
Some 44 by Howlin' Wolf, little guest DJ moment by Robert Plant. He's my guest here on the World Cafe. We only have a couple more minutes, and I want to ask you about the way that Carry Fire ends, about the song Heaven Sent. Because I feel like when I listen to the album, I get a sense of emotions and feelings, but not necessarily that they're incredibly, like, really you. When I listen to Heaven Sent, I feel like I'm really listening to you and something that you're thinking or feeling. I wanted to have you say a couple of the lyrics for me and ask you about them. The lyric, "All That's Worth the Doing," would you say that one for me?
This is quite sexy, isn't it, this?
Well, it just helps us get...
Yeah.
If you think it's sexy, Robert Plant, fine. But tell me the words.
Well, I don't really ever quote my own lyrics. I mean, "All That's Worth the Doing" is seldom easy done. "All that's worth the winning is never easy won." You've got to go the extra mile. I mean, that's a really cliched way of saying it, but if you want things, if you want to bring light on any level, you've just got to work it and be exactly like that, I think.
Yeah. What I hear on the song is a heaviness and not necessarily regret, but reflection.
Well, it also is freedom. Gut first verse tells you about it's freedom. It's about the condition that allows me to be free.
Freedom from what?
From any kind of containment that might be habitual or inescapable, of responsibility maybe sometimes, or commitment. Yeah, there's an angel at the gate that's singing. Yeah, a stolen kiss. A fall from grace, singing out. The more the angel slips, the better the song.
Oh, I understand. Oh, that's interesting. It also sounds like the sort of reflection that you have not... Well, when you acknowledge mortality or think about it as something that exists, and I know that there must be a spiritual framework for the way that you go about your life based on the elevated nature that I hear in your music. Was that something that you're thinking about that's fed into this song?
No, it's basically about a personality and a condition, an animal condition, which really, it's basically somebody who's incessantly moving and is really, I guess, celebration and tabernacle of my condition is motion and looking over the next hill in every respect.
From your vantage point, somebody a bit like you. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go out on that song. And I want to thank you so much, Robert Plant, for being here to talk to me.
It's a pleasure. I've enjoyed it. Thanks.
Good. Me too. This is Robert Plant.
There's an angel at the gate singing a stolen kiss of fall from grace, singing out. He's heaven sent, he feeds the flame of everlasting love. His empire falls, his spell will break. Cast aside his song away. His seven sand, he rides the waves of freedom's golden flow. Shadows fall, the hours late. Still hear your songs, and time won't wait. Once heaven sent above the world, the eagle and the dove. All that's worth the doing is seldom easy done. All that's worth the winning is never easy won. All the long goodbyes, all the goodbye songs, all the love forgiven, never really gone.
Robert Plant, Heaven Sent. You just heard an encore session from 2017, hosted by former World Cafe host Talia Schlanger and worked on by former World Cafe producer John Myers. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break, you heard an encore session from Robert Plant. We went back to that one to get you ready for his new album coming out this week called Saving Grace. Here's another song from another new album on World Cafe. This is one from Big Thief from their album Double Infinity that came out back on the 5th, just in time for cuddly fall weather all night, all day.
Down. So fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? Like a rolling stone. gets lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? Take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
Coming up to the end of the hour here on World Cafe, that was Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone, from his album Highway 61 Revisited. Highway 61 runs through a whole bunch of states, including Tennessee. And if you're listening in Tennessee, then you might be hearing us on WMOT in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Thanks to them, and thanks to all of our affiliates all across the country who bring this show to you. We produce this show at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And by the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
If you're feeling a little bit weary these days, Flip Turn Understand. You'll hear their song Burnout Days coming up this hour.